There is great concern in the town. We're a quiet, tranquil community. We're a law-abiding bunch in Desborough, and a shockwave through the whole town, really. This is not something that happens in Desborough. And people are very rightly concerned. Little bit of anger, maybe, but mostly it's concern. There's some frustration. People are worried. And the difficulty is, of course, that in a case that's ongoing, where investigations are underway and there is the possibility of charges and a prosecution, the police are not able to say anything. And I think that was the sort of problem last night. People wanted answers to questions that the police couldn't give. They wanted reassurance. They wanted to know that the police are doing everything they can, that they're proactive in the town. But the message was clear, and I was pleased that the police came along. They said that they've been more active in the town recently than they had, that they got more patrols out in the community recently than they had perhaps been, and it didn't reassure anybody a great deal, to be honest. When 50-odd bother to turn up in Desborough, that that is representative of a much bigger group. That is representative of a much wider concern in the town, and it wasn't a vigilante group. It wasn't a lynch mob. It were desperate people saying, "Help us and let us get this sorted. We do not want this thing happening in Desborough." And I hope the police heard that loud and clear.